It's interesting that this is a YouTuber that is making the leap, because you were pretty early investing in the creator space with full screen. What did you learn out of that? And did you think that in the year 2026, we would see this run of digital native filmmaking talent making the leap, not just to getting Hollywood style movies made, but getting big audiences? You know, Obsession just opened big and is keeps growing. And now we've got this other YouTube first movie that is going to be big.
I absolutely believed that.
You did?
Yes. We have been huge believers in the creator economy and YouTube going back. I think we invested in full screen 14 years ago. Look, it's also, to be fair, it's no accident. We are the only media company based in Silicon Beach. Our offices are in Playa Vista. We are across the street. YouTube is right over there. Facebook is right over there. As a company, I'm deeply interested in technology. We've always been deeply interested. Going back to, when I founded Hulu, before anybody else had invested in streaming, I think the key is, and by the way, you talked about this on your IMAX podcast this week, which is you have to be relentlessly interested in technology. You have an obligation to do it. You have an obligation to do it both from a business perspective and creatively. And I think, so we invested in Full Screen, which was the original creator economy company 14 years ago. We invested 4 or 5 years ago in Knight Media, which is the leading, creator management company, managed Mr. Beast at the time that we invested in it. So we've always been a believer in that. And I think in terms of would I have ever imagined that YouTubers would be big Hollywood presence? Absolutely. And if you look at, in my opinion, the key to Hollywood has always been finding new talent early. Whether you go back 100 years and they were looking to find people out of Broadway, you go back to the days of Roger Corman. Look at the amount of talent that came out of Roger Corman. That was in some ways an analog 50 years ago. Look at the number of people 25, 30 years ago who came out of MTV, doing MTV videos. You have to be relentlessly focused on where the next generation is coming from. And the next generation are making YouTube and TikTok shorts. Yeah.